Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
Around 2007 or so, I actually discovered all my vinyl again by getting my record player out of the attic. And I started playing vinyl. And of course, a lot of the vinyl was Rory on there as well. So all the tracks I played with Rory, I listened to them again on vinyl. And they sounded amazing. And sometimes when you make a record, or you know, you're so wrapped up in the process that when you finish that, you don't want to listen to it for a while. And that sort of happened with me as well. You know, I'd listen on CD to the odd track that I played with Rory, you know, the odd album, and over the years. But I really got into it this time when I took the vinyl out. And I thought to myself, these songs need to be heard again. They need to be played again. You know, with the right musicians. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of really good tribute bands out there who do it, you know. But I didn't want to do it in the sense of, you know, a tribute band, you know, sort of copying, you know, everything, you know, as perfect as possible. I wanted to try and do it in a different way. And as I said, it was all about getting the right musicians. And luckily, I found Ted, who was actually lecturing at Glasgow University. And he wanted to go back out on the road and shake off his drum kit. And I met Marcel around 2007, 2008, and I thought, this guy's great. So I rang them up, and that was it.
Now, you mentioned Band of Friends, so we're right up to date here, and you've touched on the fact it's you didn't want it to be seen as a tribute act, so to speak.
Per se,
that's right. And things have really turned full circle for you now in some respects. And I mean, do you mind being known eternally as Rory Gallagher's bass player rather than maybe a musician in your own right?
I mean, no, I'm proud of the fact that I was Rory Gallagher's bass player. But at the same time, I am my own man as well, you know, and hopefully... But this is what we're trying to do with the Band of Friends thing. Although keeping Rory's, you know, keeping it alive, keeping his life alive through his music. But at the same time, we're all musicians as well, and we all write, so we decided to dip our toes in the water last year, and we wrote a bunch of songs and recorded them, and thankfully they've been well received. So, I mean, that's I don't particularly care what people think, you know, if they see me as Rory's bass player for the rest of their lives, the rest of my life, I don't mind. But at the same time, I do have another voice as well.
Yes, and the Band of Friends... it's a mix of original material and Rory catalogue, and you've got so much to choose from, haven't you? It must be very difficult, really.
I mean, we have about six different lists, and there's no, they're all individual songs, no copies. Six lists. I mean, we you could be there for 24 hours playing the stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, well, it's really great that you are keeping this flame alight in 2014 and beyond, Jerry. I think people will really appreciate that. It's, you know, it's such a long history with Rory. And as you say, as you started off saying, you're the last man standing.
Last man standing from the early days, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's something to be really proud of as well. We're going to play out with another of your selections, and there is a connection here because Ted McKenna played drums on this back in 1973 on the album Next, and it's the Alex Harvey, sensational Alex Harvey band, Faith Healer. Now, why have you selected this one then?
I remember because I knew Alex before, I knew Ted when he was in just the Alex Harvey band. He had his own band in London. We used to go to the Marquee and see him, and eventually when he got the band together, and I knew Tear Gas as well. I actually played with Tear Gas in Ireland with Deep Joy, who later became the sensational Alex Harvey band. And I remember when the album came out Next, and I went out and I bought it, and I listened to it, and I thought, this is fantastic. I just love the whole vibe that Alex has created here. And Faith Healer, I think it's the longest introduction of any riff I've ever heard. It goes on, and it goes on, and I love it. I just love that riff. I love the way Zal Clemmensen plays it. I thought it was a great song.
Is that a song you might even play live yourself?
You never know.
You've never played that.
Well, we've never played it, but you never know. It's something that it's always a possibility.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've really enjoyed talking to you and catching up with you, Jerry.
And
we do wish you well with all your future musical activities.
Excellent.
And we're going to play out with Faith Healer.
Excellent.
Jerry McAvoy, thank you for talking to Get Ready to Rock.
Thank you.